And in the same way, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with inexpressible groanings. He who searches the hearts knows what is on the Spirit's mind, because He makes intercession for the saints in accordance with God. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. Whom He predestined, those He also called. Whom He called, those He also justified. Whom He justified, those He also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things? Who could bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Could oppression, or anguish, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Even as it is written, "For your sake we are killed all day long. We were regarded as sheep to be slaughtered." No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.